If you are serious about building your short-term rental business to $10,000, $20,000, maybe even $30,000 a month or more, you have come to the right place. My name is Kyle Stanley, and this is the Fearless Investor Podcast, where we teach you all things short-term rentals. The best guests, the best tools, the best strategies. There are so many investing paths out there. It can be seriously overwhelming to start out as a new investor, but take it from me, short-term rentals is the best and the quickest way to build your cash flow. So buckle up, listen in, and get ready to conquer the world of short-term rentals. Here we go.
Team Fearless, if you didn't already know, I closed on close to 100 doors in just under 2 years, and I did it without using any of my own money and without leaving the comfort of my office chair. Now, I did this with something I like to call the Castor Method. And maybe you've heard me talk about it, but now is your chance to actually learn this exact method from me. In my 5-day Castor Challenge, I'm going to help you find hot deals. You're going to hear real conversations that I have with sellers that are live. And by day 5, you will have everything you need to get on the phone with a motivated seller in your market. Jump on this 5-day Castor Challenge today. Go to thefearlessinvestors.co/5-day. That's thefearlessinvestors.co/5-day. Let me show you exactly how good deals are created, not just found. See you there.
Team Fearless, you got me, Kyle Stanley, and Lame Kinney. You hear that, Lame? I even said my last name, Stanley and Lame.
Oh, Stanley.
I'm already putting an accent over the E in my name, too. Guys, this is a powerful conversation that is going to open up your eyes, and I don't say that lightly. I learned a couple nuggets here in this conversation. What we're talking about today with Shidler Bennett is the financing, non-traditional financing option that no one is talking about. And honestly, I want to put an S on option and say options, because we talked about a number of different things that I don't. Have you ever heard of the reticular activation system, Lame, the RAS?
No, I haven't.
So, you know, like when you're going down the street and you go down the same street all the time, and then this one time you're at a party or you're, you know, hanging out with friends, and they're like, oh, you got to go to Mountain Mike's Pizza. And you're like, I've never heard of Mountain Mike's. And then they say like, oh, it's on yada yada street. You're like, dude, I drive by that street all the time. How do I not see that? And then not only do you see it there every time you go there, but then suddenly you're seeing it in downtown, and then you're seeing it in uptown, and you're seeing all these places. You're like, I'd never heard of this before. That's the reticular activation system. It's a place in your brain that as soon as you are aware, it turns on and it's looking for those things. And today, when we talk to Shidler, my reticular activation system of a number of things is now on. And we even had a conversation in, and I'll give you a little bit of a tease, guys, but you know, HELOCs. I never thought about HELOCs for using other people's HELOCs to put money into my deals. And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I had a conversation with a friend who has a HELOC who lives in Denver just this last weekend. And I didn't even think about saying, hey, what if that money's just sitting there, how would you like to get, you know, an arbitrage return on that? And now that those antennas are up for me, that RAS is up for me, and now I'm going to be looking for those things. So what I encourage everyone right now is do the same thing you usually do with podcasts, right? Like take notes. Make sure you're engaging, make sure you're actively listening. But also, if there's one or two things that you're just like, okay, now my antenna is up for that kind of raising money or bringing in money, I think that's going to be the huge takeaway.
100%. And what I'll speak to in this topic and realm is, I guess I'll just say this. Shidler and the initiator, the company that he partners and owns, they've lent me now over $1 million, so over 7 figures. And what's crazy about that is I can't tell you how many no's that I got before Shidler found me a yes. And that's kind of the big point that I hope people take home with them as they listen to this podcast, is just realizing the opportunities that are available in the lending space, specifically for our industry, especially in the private sector. Because all of us know that normal banks, they're hard to lend, especially in short-term rentals, because they don't view us, you know, they don't view us as a stabilized rent model, right? And so there's a lot of value there, a lot of nuggets, super excited about it. So it's a good one for sure.
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, one thing I'm really excited about is the caster community and getting some deals. Can you talk about a few of the deals that we've seen students get in the last week or so?
Yeah. So we've had three more students close deals in the last 10 days. And so their first caster deals. And it's exciting because, you know, we launched our course just in February, you know, and it's just the beginning of April now. So it's been barely 2 months, less than that. And people are starting to see results. And again, mind you, these are incredible deals. I mean, shout out Fumi and Jacob, if you guys are listening and watch this, they closed the deal at 3.75% interest.
Ooh.
On the note, right? Which is incredible. And so,
you know how much down they had to put?
So that one, I believe they put 10% down.
Okay.
So 10% down. Yeah. Incredible, right? Alternatively, if you go by that traditionally, you're buying it as an investment, you're putting 20 to 25% down, and then you're getting an interest rate that's 7, 8%, right? And so they literally were able to cut the down in half and the interest rate in half, and they're going to turn it into a short-term rental and cash flow incredibly well because they have good debt, right? And so, and these are the opportunities that are out there. Like, these are students that are simply just taking action, and I'm so excited that they're seeing results, especially this early. It's only been 6-8 weeks, right? And so I'm just excited for the students. I'm excited to see wins. I always thought there wouldn't be a better feeling to compare than when I bought my first real investment property. And then I helped somebody else get the first investment property. And I was like, this is why we do it. So
yeah, super excited. Yeah. That's good, man. That's good. Well, and guys, Team Fearless, talking to you out there, if you want to be one of those people that is closing these kinds of deals, 10% down, less than 4% interest rates, first of all, stop waiting around for the feds. They're not going to change anything. They said they were going to lower rates 6 times this year. I think they've only done one move this year, and I think it went up. Just stop waiting around for things outside of your control to get into building your empire. And that's what the caster community is all about. If you're ready to be a part of this community that we're both in, Lame is a coach, I'm a participant, I'm doing deals too. I actually just threw in a couple offers this last week, Lame, so I'll let you know if I end up getting any of those. But literally, this is the best way to be buying a property, whether it's a short-term rental, long-term rental. Heck, we have people that have bought businesses with the caster method. If you are serious about doing that, you want to set up a call with Lame and his team, click on the link down below. Or if you're kind of like, well, I don't really understand that process, good news, you don't have to set up a call. You can actually just go to our website, thefearlessinvestors.co, and take our free 5-day challenge, which is going to take you through all of the basics of the caster method and how to buy properties like Lame just mentioned at 10% down or less, or 4% interest rates or less. Anything else you want to say to that, Lame?
No, just take action in everything, right? Not only in the caster community, but also what a big underlying theme of with Scheidler today is just take action on your business. So
awesome. All right. Well, let's get to it with Scheidler.
Dive in, baby. Fearless investors, welcome, welcome. I'm super excited for this one because this is a good friend of mine. He's an absolute stud. He's actually been very, very crucial in the growth of my business, specifically when it comes to the lending side. And I'm excited for him to share some of the things that he does. But just by a brief introduction, Scheidler Bennett is a managing partner for a lending firm called Initiator. He's a good friend of mine. He's also a serial entrepreneur, owns 9 Crumbles. A lot of you guys know the Crumble Cookie Store franchise. And so he himself is a killer. And so he gets the entrepreneurial dream. And that's huge, especially when it comes to lending. But I'm more excited to talk about kind of the creative options in this that help and pertain specifically to our business that he's done with me. But without further ado, I just want to introduce Scheidler Bennett. Bro, thank you for being here, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Lame, I got the first question. Where's my cookie?
Yeah.
I freaking love Crumble. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, Scheidler's this week, though. love it. Well, Scheid, this is a topic that I think a lot of people honestly just aren't nearly as learned on. I know I wasn't until like problems came up and I was just trying to solve them, and you had some unique solutions. But if you want to just give us kind of an overview of like what you do at Initiator, I'd love to hear a little bit more of your story and then kind of, you know, how your Initiator brand would speak to our audience, kind of the benefits of what you can do for the short-term rental space specifically.
Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity and have a lot of empathy for people that are just getting started in business, especially this community. I think short-term rentals are an amazing way to start your entrepreneurial journey because you can do it in conjunction with your day-to-day business. And there's so much that you can learn by just jumping in. So for me, I wanted to give you a little background. I have tried raising money and getting loans and doing things for previous businesses. And as I was growing up, I always had challenges convincing people or banks to give me the money that I needed. And that's what was a fascinating, you know, topic for me to cover as I started jumping into the lending space and building out my own businesses. So I have made, I feel like, every mistake possible in getting funding for my own businesses and own ventures. So I bought an additional dwelling unit on credit cards and then refinanced that out through private capital. And I did. I tried to get loans through a bunch of places to do it. But just understanding how to get access to money opens up the whole world to you, right? Like, especially if people in the community are feeling like, man, money's the thing holding me back. So much can be done by you just organizing your thoughts, putting it together, and then putting it out into the universe that that's what you're trying to accomplish, right? So with Initiator, I do help people get conventional financing, things through the SBA, things that you'd probably be familiar of, right? But then once you get into the private credit world, it changes a little bit and the credit box widens a lot more. So what I mean by that, and when people think private credit, that's basically investors that have said, I will give you my money, so give it to me, to invest in businesses that they might have an interest in for a return, right? And so as the investors come and chat with us at Initiator, we're able to now put them with family offices and debt funds that are trying to place their capital. So they're going to treat you a lot different than what the bank would treat you. And there's, you know, sometimes less history that you need to show. In this world, I've realized there's always money out there. You just have to be able to know where to find it and to be able to present yourself in a way that people feel comfortable giving you the money. So as I was building out all of these crumble stores, I had to do everything from raise money privately to credit cards to conventional funding. And for your audience, I think what can really be helpful is if you will prepare like you're presenting to a bank, kind of regardless of who you're pitching and trying to get money from, it's going to go a really long way. As Lame knows, when you're organized and you look professional and your business is professional, a lot more people are opening up private and commercial banks to give you money. So there's a lot of ways we can go from here, but hopefully that gives you a good overview.
Shiloh, I got so many questions, man. But the first one is, you bought an ADU with a credit card. talk to me about that. Was that like pre-made, or are you talking about you paid like a contractor to make one with a credit card?
Yeah, so it was a contractor. Wow. So there's a website you can use. I believe it's just plastic.co, and you can pay people. I mean, you can use a credit card for anything. So I ended up using basically a shed that was in my backyard that I completely furnished, put in plumbing. It did have electrical already, but we re-roofed it. We did everything. We put everything on credit cards, and me and my uncle did the work, and I paid him really a lot of it in tools. So it was kind of a nice advantage that I had, but that was right before COVID and was planning to put that as a short-term rental. And it was a huge blessing for me because I felt restricted on the capital that I personally had after buying a home, and I wanted to keep investing in real estate. And so for me, being able to add a door for under $30,000 just seemed like a no-brainer.
All right. Well, so devil's advocate side of this, what contractor takes credit cards. All the contractors that I know take either, you know, checks or cash. So how are you moving around that?
So that website that I told you about, you can actually pay invoices and do basically any aspect of your business where they take a small fee, but then they will do the transaction for you and charge your credit card.
Okay. So I see Lame just posted in the comments, it's Plastic with a Q at the end, not a C.com.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. That's gold. I love that. I mean, literally that's part. I got, you know, I've got a line of credit. I've got, you know, some credit cards that have 0% interest. And I'm just like, well, I'm just going to use that on furniture or something because I can't use that with my contractors. So Plastic.com, guys, go check it out. That's already off to the value here. That's awesome, man. I want to ask you, you mentioned, you know, these banks and going to the banks and looking professional, right? All that's fine and good, but myself, I've had very little success with getting lines of credit from banks. I've had a lot of friends who've been in real estate for a long time that, you know, all they keep saying is like, you know, you just got to go and keep talking to banks. Very few banks actually like short-term rentals, actually like real estate. And, you know, just for example, Bank of America, I remember right around 2021, I was like, hey, you know, I just did nearly $1 million of revenue and about 40% of that went into my pocket. I must be ready to get a nice loan from you guys, right? Or a line of credit. And they were like, nope, we won't touch real estate. I'm like, what? Like, yep. How are you not touching real estate? And so I guess, you know, for the person out there that is having those kinds of issues, can you speak to that for a second?
Yeah. And it's interesting, the verbiage that you just have to shift a little bit, because if you walk into the bank and you say, hey, you know what, guys, I've been doing great at business. I deserve, call it $100,000 line of credit from you. Mm-hmm. Many of them are going to just say, you're crazy. Like, we need to see, because lines of credit are also associated with consistent revenue. So if you said, I've got, let's call it $100,000 in profit per month, then they'll look at giving you that amount. But that's going to be really tough to get, right? If you change it and you just say, you know what, I'm looking to build a relationship with someone and maybe some of those credit cards. So I always say, start at your local credit union, whoever you also put your deposits with. They're seeing, hey, this is a responsible person. This is someone that, yeah, we have a relationship with. Then you can work with your private options where they'll say, okay, you've got good deposits. We'll even give you a personal loan that is for a couple of years, but just because you're doing it in your personal name and they have a relationship, that's one place to start. Another is now going out and finding banks or credit unions that do have an appetite for real estate. For example, I have my own little credit union here locally that won't touch anything business, but even if I have RVs or any other type of cars or things, that they'll give me premium rates just because I put my deposits with them. Wow. And now we have a relationship, and they started rolling out HELOCs, and I didn't even have to do much documentation for them to give that to me. Made my life so much easier. They just said, hey, we've got the relationship, sign these docs, here's your money. So awesome solutions at the small level. And then as you get bigger and you gain more traction, like what we've done with Lame, he's now building a relationship with a private debt fund that as he continues to make payments, it's not a traditional line, but as he pays down the principal, he can go right back to them and say, hey, I've shown track record. I want more money again. And they'll say, okay, here's another couple hundred grand at way better terms than what you're going to get, especially for the amount of money that it is. So a lot of different directions that you can go on that, but it's almost like if you ask for a line of credit, it's hard for people to do that. And you're right. Short-term rentals right now are difficult, you know, regardless, because people don't understand the industry. But it's a matter of spending the time to build those relationships or finding someone like me that spends the time to go out and find banks that do have an appetite for what you're looking for.
I love it. And I want to ask some questions that honestly, like, kind of for me personally, were like real light bulb like moments as I started to dive into this. And one of those is like, can you speak to really the difference between traditional banking and some of these private lending opportunities or groups that you speak of? Like the difference in them, I think it would clear up a lot for people in understanding like the landscape of lending, but then also the benefits, right?
Yeah.
Because as you know, we struggled getting lending traditionally, and then that's when we found this private, and there was a bit more like give there, right? And so can you speak to the differences between those and the benefits of both, pros and cons?
Yes. So long-term financing, banks and credit unions, the reason they're able to do cheaper funding than we'll go into the private stuff in a little bit, but it's because banks and these institutions, they are able to use the deposits of their members, right? And pay interest rates, even if they might be small, to the depositors to use those funds, and they get a lend out. And so that's why long-term funding always makes sense with these banks. But as you're looking to acquire properties and to move more quickly, that's really when you start going into the private capital. And that is typically investors, like I said, that have put their money, or people that have grown funds where, or family offices. And the only difference really between a fund and a family office is typically a family office is one person's capital that they're using, or let's say a wealthy family's capital that they're using. And when you have individual investors like that, that say what they're comfortable with, let's say that Lame has decided he's going to start investing his own capital in a debt fund, right? He understands real estate really well, especially short-term rental. So he could feel a lot more comfortable lending his money to others that are doing short-term rentals because he can underwrite the deals better. And that's really the difference in the private capital. And now, you know, even going into the equipment and getting your furnishings covered by an equipment loan, there's a lot of groups that you could go talk to and they'd say, what are you talking about? We're not going to do an equipment loan for furnishings for a short-term rental. That doesn't make sense. But then you go find the right group that understands what you're doing and that a short-term rental really is a business, and that the refrigerator and the couch and these other pieces are part of their equipment and what they need to run their business. It's no different than me opening a franchise and now I need chairs for people to sit on while they're waiting for their stuff, or, you know, the different stuff that goes on my wall, the decorations and things to show that I am a place of business. It's the exact same. You just have to find the right groups that understand the business better.
All right, listen up. If you are not using Price Labs, you are literally throwing money in the trash. Dynamic pricing is a must in our industry. If you don't know what that is, dynamic pricing is just a fancy term for supply and demand pricing. When demand is high, Price Labs will get you high-priced bookings. And when demand is low, it will fill up your calendar while the competition overprices themselves and leaves everything vacant. I was dumb in the beginning of my short-term rental journey. I thought I could do it all without Price Labs. So one day I just said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm gonna try this thing out. And immediately my income went up 15 to 20% on my listings. I really was kicking myself. I should have been using this from the beginning. So don't make the same mistake as me. Get started with your free 30-day trial at fearlesskyle.com/Price Labs. Or even better, how about getting 25% off your first 6 months as a thank you for being a part of the STR six-figure formula membership? That's right. Go to fearlesskyle.com/6FF to become a member and claim that discount today.
Yeah, no, that's great. And honestly, like, and I'll just speak to that, my experience with this, right? Understanding that really gives operators an understanding of there's money out there. You just have to find the right people and the right lending product, right? Because like too many people, I at least for me, I was under this guise that like the numbers don't lie. Like the numbers in lending just don't lie. Like if one bank told me no, that means I wouldn't qualify across the board. And that is furthest from the truth.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it really... There's a human element of like whoever you're lending from of preference. They just got to like you. They got to like the product, the business model. And so understanding that, I can't tell you how many people is like, oh, I didn't qualify. Well, how many people did you reach out to? How many banks, how many private groups you reached out to? Oh, well, one. It's like, well, of course you got, like, you're selling yourself short, you know? And so you explaining it that way, hopefully what I took from it and what was huge light bulb for me as an operator, guys, is just knowing that you just have to find the right lending product and the right lender to back your idea, your concept, your business, and then you're off to the races. So
Scheidler, when we're talking about this, I could either go to the banks or I could just go to you, and you've already created those relationships with those kinds of investment, either individuals or banks. Am I correct on that?
Correct. And there's no illusion that I have the answers for everything, but there's always more groups and more people that you can reach out to make those connections. So if I don't have it and we've got a great project or things that I don't have a solution for, there's always more work that can be done that way. That's why even in my world, I'm always looking to connect with better funding solutions and other individuals that have a knowledge in, let's say, short-term rentals, that now when I have people come to me, I can use their private capital to fund your deals.
So let me give you just like a case scenario, right? So LAMA has been amazing at getting these creative financing deals. And you know, through the Castor method that we're always talking about, creative acquisitions into short-term rentals. Let's say that LAMA, I know that we've had a few students get some deals just in the last week here. Let's just create a deal out of thin air here. Let's say it's a property that's worth $500,000. The owner wants $50,000 down. It's going to cost me another $25,000 to furnish and another $25,000 to do some light renovations. So I'm all in $100,000. One was the down payment. $50,000 was the down payment. $25,000 was equipment, right, for furniture, and 25% was renovations. If I were to bring a deal to you like that, Scheidler, what kind of financing would be realistic for me to get through you guys? And then where would I need to maybe fill in some gaps and go find some private money or use 0% interest credit cards to fill in the rest?
That's a great question. A lot of it's going to depend on those loan amounts, right? Mm-hmm. If you're saying, hey, I only need $50,000 for something like that, one of the easiest solution is the credit card stacking. You can go get $50,000 to $100,000, pretty straightforward there. It's pretty quick. Yeah, and you can get that capital. If we're talking larger loan amounts, that's where I'd maybe stack equipment lending and some private capital. And, you know, I think you can use a lot of these things in conjunction with each other. And I think the beauty of what you guys are creating with creative finance is then it's that much easier to get something acquired and now go back to investors and say, I think everybody wants money to get a deal closed, but what a lot of investors don't see is people like this community that can get it closed and then even come back and say, hey, I've got two or three properties that I'll either give you equity in or I let you borrow against so that I can go buy new things, right? Rather than always trying to find it on the new deal. I think there's a huge advantage of being willing to give up a little bit on existing properties that you close to then let you go recycle that money to do more, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
for sure. And just to be clear, the credit card stacking, you help people with that as well.
Yeah, we can. And, or, you know, I'm also willing to help people just understand the concept. And if they want to try it themselves, then they can do that. But typically the cost for a professional to do that is going to be about 10% of the loan amount, right? So if I get you $100,000, it's going to cost $10,000.
But that's going to be 0% interest credit cards for 12, 18, maybe even more months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and really what we're talking about here is the beauty and benefit of creative finance, right? When you buy traditionally, you have to have seasoned money. You have to have seasoned cash, right? The beauty of kind of marrying some of these strategies, such as the credit card stacking with creative, is, and I did this just to say that I could do it, but I bought a condo in Park City, Utah with a credit card. I literally bought a house with a credit card, right? And like to be able to say that is insane, but that just speaks to really the opportunity we have here of being able to kind of leverage these creative financing options with kind of these lending options that we have available to us, right? And so Scheidler, that leads me to kind of a question for people that are listening to this, right? What would you recommend? What is their first step to becoming a good lendable business? Like what would you recommend that they start to do today to make these things available to them.
Yeah. The way that you act in, you know, one aspect of your life will affect you on all the other aspects, right? So if you're presenting yourself in a professional way, that's kind of the first thing on any of these relationships with private money. Any person with dollars in your life that you can just show that you know what you're doing, that's a huge step. And then the simple things, right? Getting your business entity, running it through business bank accounts, potentially putting it through a smaller credit union or somebody that you can build a relationship with can really go a long way as you're starting the business. Framing your business and what the business is. So for example, with short-term rentals being difficult to get funding, maybe you're framing it more as I have a management company and that's what's getting the funding, or a cleaning company that happens to do management, right? Rather than, hey, I'm an individual investor that happens to provide these services to my own units. And it's just kind of a side thing, but no, my business is Elkridge Management, right? Like that goes a really long way. And then actually doing bookkeeping, and you can do this all yourself, right? And if you can get to the point where you've built somewhat of a business and you can pay yourself some payroll and show that, hey, this is legitimate, that goes a long way with not only the banks. Again, it kind of goes back to, if you can give me the information that you would give a bank that now I can use on private investors or debt funds, that is, you know, there you could find people that would need less information. But at the end of the day, people are just trying to get comfortable with risk. And that's all where you get the money.
Yeah.
I think what's awesome about this conversation, Schuyler, is people don't know what they don't know, right? And I mean, right. I have friends all over the place that are just not in real estate. And we have the simplest of conversations where it's just like, how, you know, I don't have all that money in the bank account. I can't buy those properties. I'm like, listen, like most people that have all these properties, including myself, are not cash rich. We're actually cash poor. Like we're allocating money in places. And then when we can't use any more of our own funds, we're going out and finding creative ways to do that. And so I think I just like preface that with, you're the expert in financing. There's a lot of people out there that no matter what they hear right now are still going to be telling themselves, yeah, but I'm not lendable. Yeah, but I had that one delinquency thing a couple of years back. Yeah, this, yeah, that. Like there's going to be that person and people that are listening right now that are just like, yeah, but I'm special. I have a weird situation. I'm not lendable. Yeah. Can you tell one story maybe recently of someone that's just like, no, Schuyler, like there's no way you're going to be able to get me help with money, but you were able to do it.
You know what? You have to know where your expertise is at. And I can't help everyone, right? Mm-hmm. There are some people that if you have horrible credit, a lot of my options are going to go out the window,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's just the facts. And so I'll say, hey, I need you to get your credit score to around 680 to open up a lot of these options. But we have had, I've got someone right now, I'm getting them a dump truck. And what they did is instead of them getting the loan, they've talked to a family member and the family member has agreed to do it with them and let them use their credit,
good,
right? So I think there's also a ton of people with equity right now that have no idea that their HELOCs, or they don't even have a HELOC, right? And you're saying, hey, I will pay you to use your HELOC. And if it's someone you have a relationship, right, they'll do that. And I've now talked with a couple of people where I can't find a solution that fits based on where they're at right now. So we're working towards that, building their business so that they would be more bankable and or to the private credit. But to talk through, hey, here's some solutions. Do you have some family members with equity in their home? Here's how I would put that together. And just recently someone said, man, I've got $1 million of equity in my home. I've got a HELOC for 500,000. The rate on that's about 8%. Man, if I could even get 12% on that money, I would totally lend it out, especially if it was on real estate, right? And so you as the competent real estate investor says, I will take that 12% and I'll even give you some other benefits. I'll let you stay in the property occasionally. I'll let you do these things. And that's what your community is creating, Now, if that's in your back pocket, or you're hearing someone say like, man, I'd really like to use my HELOC and make some money each month or every year. Okay, hey, you know what? I actually could use that money, and here's how I could collateralize it. And these are those terms that if people are just understanding it, there's so much money around. And I'd love to help people just understand where they can find that money, even if it's not through me immediately.
This is why I love these conversations. I literally was just in Denver and a buddy of mine was talking about like, yeah, I got a HELOC and it's just sitting there. So maybe one day I'll use that to like go buy another house. And I didn't even think about that. Like, yeah, I mean, he's probably paying 6-8% on that. And I could be like, hey, $50,000, I'll give you 12% return on that for the next year and pay off that. That's, yep. I love that, man. That's genius.
Yep. And this is, I think you're speaking to just a lot of like, again, the options that people just don't know. And from everything that you're saying, really the only limiting capacity to any of you operators listening out there is just your lack of asking the right questions and taking the right steps to be able to find these solutions, because they're out there. Right. And really that, to me, that's like a principle of life. It's like, I feel like there's solutions out there for people that are willing to just put in the action to solve the problem. So love it, love it, love it. Well, Scheidler, where can people find you? Where can people get a hold of you?
You know what? I have been active on LinkedIn for a little over a year now, and that's probably the easiest way. We're on our company website, initiator.co, and happy to help, happy to chat with anyone that needs help in this or just wants to talk through ideas.
Love it, love it. Do you have any final words of advice for STR operators looking into the lending space?
Listen to what these guys are saying and take action. I mean, really, like, I think that so many people have to feel like they understand everything to do stuff. But I wanted to get involved in more short-term rentals. I'm busy with my own stuff. And so I knew that for me, partnership was the way that I could get in. And so that's why I approached Lame and said, hey, I'd like to put my money with you to get into that. There are people all around that are like me that maybe don't have the capacity or bandwidth because we're focused on other things, but want to be involved with what you guys are doing. And you just need to create the opportunity and let them know it's there.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
That's awesome, man. Scheidler, thanks so much. I appreciate you coming on. This has been even eye-opening for me, man.
Well, appreciate it. Thanks for the time, guys.
All right, guys, I hope you had that RAS, reticular activation system, firing, and that you, like me, are, you know, the HELOC was the big thing for me. I would love to know what your big takeaway was. Let us know in the comments. Lame, you worked with Scheidler a lot, like you said, raised over $1 million with him. What's it like working with Scheidler versus maybe just going and doing it yourself?
Yeah, I mean, and that's a huge point here that maybe we didn't touch on or ask him much in the actual podcast, but guys, like these people like Scheidler, their services are invaluable, especially to positioning you well with these lenders, because they already have established relationships. But then more than anything, you have somebody in your corner that speaks the same language as the underwriter to give you live feedback of like, no, let's do this. Let's not do this. Let's make it look this way, not that way. Right. And that's crucial, especially as operators. Like, we're really not, you know, we're not finance people. And a lot of the small mid-tier to low-tier operators, like, a lot of times we don't have a CFO. Sometimes we have a remote CFO, but we don't have somebody there to give us that real guidance of like, hey, how am I best positioned to be able to be a lendable, attractive entity to this lending partner? So that's what Scheidler's done for me. And like I said, guys, I went through a ton of no's before I got my yes. And that yes came by way of Scheidler. Scheidler was the one that went and found the relationship, garnered it, and then came to me and we executed. So huge props to him. And again, take action, reach out, take control of your business. I promise you there are solutions around the corner.
All right. And initiator.co, is that the site?
Yep. Initiator.co. And I can throw it up again right here. It's a good way to find him. So,
all right, guys, if you're listening on the podcast, it's also in your show notes. But if you're watching on YouTube, go and get started, set up a call with them. Lame, great job getting Scheidler on here. Love this conversation. And for those of you out there that are listening, just keep on tuning into the Fearless Investors podcast. We're helping you to conquer the world of short-term rentals. See you next time.
Let's go.